simultaneous J, H, K and L band spectroscopic observations of galactic B stars. IR Atlas, by Y.R. Cocchetti et al. It is already accepted that B stars are surrounded by circumstellar envelopes, which are mostly compatible with a disk geometry in Keplerian rotation. We aim to obtain a more complete characterization of the properties of the circumstellar environment of B stars that helps to constrain the theoretical models of the B phenomenon. We present near-infrared, medium-resolution spectra of a sample of galactic B stars with different spectral subtypes and luminosity classes. We measure different parameters of the hydrogen recombination lines from the Paschen, Brackett, Fund, and Humphreys series, and use them to diagnose physical conditions in the circumstellar environment. We analyze the equivalent width, U, ratio between bridge alpha and bridge gamma lines and different diagrams of flux ratios. We also identify lines from HeI, CI, NI, OI, NARI, MGI, MG2, CI, FEI, and FE2. Analyzing the U measurements of particular HeI, MG2, FEI, FE2 and OI lines, we find that for some lines they correlate with the spectral type of the star. Particularly, the emission of the OI lambda 1.3168 line decreases towards the later spectral types. We present an atlas of 22 B stars that covers a wide infrared, IR, spectral range with quasi-simultaneous observations. From a detailed analysis, we define new complementary criteria to Menikin's classification of B stars according to their disk opacity. Some objects in our sample present compact thick envelopes, while in others the envelope is extended and optically thin. The correlation between the full widths at half maximum, FWHM, and the peak separation, delta V, versus VI for the bridge 10, bridge delta, and HU14 lines reveals that the broadening mechanism is rotational. The Li beta fluorescence is a key mechanism to explain the intensity of the emission of MG2 and OI lines. This was simultaneous J, H, K and L band spectroscopic observations of galactic B stars. IR Atlas, by Y.R. Cocchetti et al.